TNF Soundings. Features from across the UK.
This is Colin with an article written by Fiona for Cataract Awareness Month in June. From ancient times to Ronald McDonald, the thought and ingenuity applied to the treatment of cataracts has been going on for thousands of years. In a bid to raise awareness of one of the leading causes of treatable vision loss in the UK, and indeed globally, June has been declared Cataract Awareness Month. This annual campaign is backed by sight loss charities, researchers, patients, and healthcare professionals, all with one aim in common: to help people living with cataracts find non-surgical treatments for the condition. Often affecting those aged over 65, cataracts can have a severe impact on eyesight, in turn drastically reducing mobility, independence, and quality of life. On their website, Sight Research UK explained that cataracts most often start to develop in a person's lens as they get older. These changes to the lens stop light from reaching the back of the eye. The lens is a translucent structure that sits just behind the pupil. That's the black circle in the center of the eye through which light enters. The lens works with the cornea, the transparent part of the eye that covers the iris and the pupil. The light is focused by the cornea and the lens on the retina, which is a layer of light-sensitive cells at the back of the eye. The retina creates an electrical interpretation of the image that is transmitted to the brain, enabling us to see. As one result of an aging population, the number of cataract cases is expected to rise across the globe, and experts are now urging people to educate themselves about the condition and about the treatment options available to them. Sight Research UK say that currently the only treatment for cataracts is surgery to remove the cataract. This restores vision by allowing light to reach the back of the eye again. The operation is generally very safe and takes little more than 15 minutes to complete. More research is needed to find non-surgical treatments for cataracts, so it's worth looking at how early surgeons tackled this problem. The earliest known method of treating a cataract is couching, which dates back to the 5th century BC. In an article on their website, the National Library of Medicine in Maryland, USA, explained that using this technique, the cataract was not removed from the eye. Instead, a needle was used to dislodge the cataract, which remained in the eye but was no longer blocking light, therefore producing instantaneous improvement in vision. However, the lack of antiseptic techniques and the rough nature of the procedure sometimes resulted in blindness. It's believed that couching is still practiced in some countries. The first complete cataract extraction was performed in 1747 in Paris by French surgeon Jacques Daville. His procedure was more effective than couching, with an overall success rate of 50%. This type of surgery was first practiced in the UK in Elizabethan times. Coming right up to date in the Tamil Nadu region of India, a network of hospitals has pulled out the stops to create the most efficient surgical cataract procedures in the world. With a highly efficient assembly line model inspired by McDonald's, the network of hospitals offering the Aravind Eye Care System performs around 500,000 surgeries a year, many of them for free. Surgeons perform up to 100 surgeries a day, with a complication rate of less than 2 per 10,000, compared, according to the hospital, with Britain or the United States, where the rate ranges from 4 to 8 per 10,000. The hospital in Tamil Nadu was set up by Dr. Govindappa Venkataswamy, who was inspired by McDonald's ex-chief executive officer Ray Kroc, and learned about the fast food chain's economies of scale during a visit to the Hamburger University in Chicago. If McDonald's can do it for hamburgers, why can't we do it for eye care? He famously said. The model has been so successful, it has been the subject of numerous studies, including by Harvard Business School. Moorfields Eye Charity in the UK is one of many organisations investing in cataract treatment and research. To support the training of the next generation of surgeons in cataract operations, the charity purchased a new state-of-the-art surgical simulator for Moorfields Eye Hospital. They also supported a clinical trial exploring treatment options for cataracts. This trial examined the effectiveness of laser-assisted surgery when compared to standard surgery. Is there anything we can do to prevent cataracts forming in our eyes? From advice about diet, supplements, smoking, the wearing of sunglasses, and drinking alcohol, there is a lot of advice, but to date, sadly, still no cure for cataracts other than surgery. Isn't it good to know that all these researchers and people like Dr. Venkatasawamy are on our side?